Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
We're facing one more night of potentially dangerous cold air. Let's get an update now on how low it'll go from AccuWeather meteorologist Kerry Schwindenhammer.
This Arctic air mass has staying power, but even it has to come to an end soon, and that's going to be during the day tomorrow. Right now, temperatures are still struggling to really rise much at all this afternoon. We're at zero right now, perhaps heading up to the lower single digits this afternoon for a high with real fuel temperatures in the 10 to 20 below zero range. And we're not going to drop all that much tonight, but if we don't get to five, we're not going to probably drop only to zero tonight. I could see us getting below zero. Tomorrow, we're going to be moderating up to about 25 for a high in the afternoon. There will be some flurries heading our way, and by the time we head through tomorrow night, some snow could bring some slippery conditions, maybe a coating to an inch. That will come to an end Thursday morning. It looks like cold weather stays with us, but at least not as frigid. Back to you.
All right, we're on duty here around the clock, updating weather conditions at least 10 times an hour, day and night, here on WBBM. Well, there's developing sports news this afternoon as the Chicago Bears have ended their marathon head coach interview process. We first told you about it yesterday, hiring the person who seemed to have the inside track from the beginning. Mike Esposito from our sister station 670 The Score is here at the anchor desk with the latest on the team's new head coach. Hi, Mike.
Absolutely, Lisa. Good afternoon. The Bears got their guy, the top candidate in the league in this coaching cycle, former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson. He's got degrees in mathematics and computer science, but what the Bears want him for is that offense, top scoring and yardage offense in the league the past 2 years. So a huge hire for the Bears after their misfires with Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron over the last season. Caleb Williams certainly excited, and the press conference will be tomorrow at 11. Lisa.
All right, exciting stuff. New hope. 3:05 now. Leaders of Illinois' Republican Party today say Governor Pritzker's latest comments against President Trump's executive orders were nothing more than grandstanding. At an unrelated event, the governor in particularly singled out an order that would mean children born in the U.S. of immigrant parents might not automatically be U.S. citizens.
There was an executive order issued that would suggest that President Trump is trying to get rid of birthright citizenship in this country. That's unconstitutional.
Well, the governor says the state is suing the administration now over the order that he says violates the birthright provision of the 14th Amendment, and vowed that the state would not recognize any unconstitutional order. In a statement, Republicans said if Pritzker wanted to defend the state from unconstitutional actions, he should look in the mirror, quote, citing the state's assault weapons ban, which a federal judge has ruled unconstitutional. In the meantime, advocates for immigrants in Chicago say they're hearing from people who are concerned about promises of any mass deportation from the president. WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker is here at the anchor desk with that story. Mallory.
Lisa, Andre Vasquez is the chair of the Chicago City Council Committee on Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He says the city is working across all departments, schools, libraries, parks, and agencies to make sure all residents know their rights. He advises anyone approached by ICE agents to remain calm and not to sign anything.
What they should be doing is asking for a lawyer. They will then have to connect you to resources, and the phone number we give people to have on their person and to use is 855-435-7693.
Vasquez says his committee is looking at new ways of enforcing the welcoming city ordinance
to make sure that the city isn't interacting with ICE.
Meantime, the Chicago Police Department says they will not work with immigration officials on cases only dealing with someone's status. Reporting live from the anchor desk, Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An old Chicago hotel needs some help, and the state is hoping to find a way to bring it back to its past glory.
The 50-room Hotel Florence is in the Pullman Historic District on Chicago's far south side. The 23,000-square-foot Gothic Revival with a wide wraparound veranda was built in 1881. Now the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is looking for a developer lead team for a public-private partnership for the development, restoration, and operation of the Hotel Florence and Hotel Florence Annex. The state expects to choose its partner for this historic endeavor by September. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
City of Joliet, remembering the 8 people killed, including 7 members of the same family, happened in a shooting spree 1 year ago today.
Mayor Terry Darcy says there are still many questions about what led Romeo Nance to allegedly kill his mother, aunt, uncle, and 4 siblings, as well as 28-year-old Toyosi Bakari in a separate shooting before police in Texas say the 23-year-old died by suicide.
We don't know what was on his mind when this all occurred, but I know that we worked hard to support the few remaining members of the family, and they moved out of the area just to restart their lives.
He says the whole community was affected by the shootings that also left 43-year-old Mario Guerrero wounded. Will County prosecutors have charged Nance's girlfriend with obstructing justice in the case and a Shorewood man with first-degree murder in the shooting of Bakari and the attempted murder of Guerrero. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Working people with disabilities in Illinois are in line for a raise under a new state law. Until now, employers could pay workers with disabilities less than the minimum wage. The new law would wipe that out over the next 4 years. Karen Tamley is the president and CEO of the group Access Living.
This is a groundbreaking piece of legislation that will phase out the subminimum wage for people with disabilities in Illinois and push forth new investments in community integrated employment opportunities.
18 other states have eliminated similar subminimum wage laws. Well, we know you've been waiting with bated breath and on this story, and here they finally are. Drum roll, please. The 6 winning names from Chicago's 3rd annual You Name a Snowplow contest. Always fun. The 6 snowplow names that received the most votes are Bozo the Plown, Lala Plalooza, Plowlooza, gotta say these right, My Kind of Plow, Snower Whacker, Snoop, There It Is, and it's Scoop, There It Is. I gotta get these right. And Bean There Plowed That. All punny. The Department of Streets and Sanitation says signage of the winning names will be installed on 1 snowplow in each of the city's 6 snow districts. Time for sports now, and here's 670 The Score's Mike Esposito, and a new era begins for the Bears.
A new era begins. It will be excitement at Hallis Hall tomorrow. After months of struggle and a painful losing streak, Bears fans can finally be happy. They got the top coaching candidate as their next head coach and one of the top offensive minds in the NFL in Ben Johnson. He comes over from Detroit, where he was their offensive coordinator for the past 3 seasons. Former Bears head coach Dave Wanstead told Mully and Haw over on The Score this morning, this is a big win for the organization.
Give the Bears a lot of credit. You know, give Ryan Pohl some credit, and obviously Kevin Warren for pushing the envelope, I think, with George and Mrs. McCaskey. So, you know, this doesn't happen. You know, and I know the Bears organization and how it works as well as anybody, obviously. And this doesn't, this is not a one-person decision at that organization. And they still, because of the traditions and the history, it goes through the channels. And I think that that you got to give everybody a little pat on the back.
Johnson unexpectedly available early after the Lions were upset in the divisional round by the Commanders over the weekend. Nobody more excited than quarterback Caleb Williams. Baseball, it's Hall of Fame announcement day. Several stars, including Ichiro Suzuki and CC Sabathia, figure to get the call, but we'll get the official announcement right around 5 o'clock Chicago time. And of course, we will keep you posted. The Dodgers continue to add. Former Texas closer Kirby Yates is the newest member of the team. Yet another player the Cubs were interested in adding to their bullpen. Instead, he heads to L.A. College basketball tonight. Marquette plays at Seton Hall. DePaul hosts Creighton. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Sheriff's deputies in Cook County say they've arrested a suspect in the killing of a woman found in a forest preserve more than 4 years ago. WBBM's Jim Gottes has been looking into this. He's here at the anchor desk with that story. Jim.
Lisa, Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says 22-year-old Vanessa Ceja Ramirez was strangled, sexually assaulted, and partially burned. Her body was found in the Midlothian Meadows Forest Preserve in November 2020, 2 days after she disappeared while on a walk there. Dart says investigators were eventually able to link evidence in the case, including genetic material, to 30-year-old Dakota Petrie of downstate Lewistown. As for why the investigation took as much time as it did,
the condition of the body made it so that some of the other things that you could do normally and normally pretty quickly, it was much more difficult. We did not give up, though. A lot of different things came together, and so that was why we were able to finally get charges.
Dart says Petrie was arrested last Saturday at the Fulton County Jail in Lewistown, where he was being held on unrelated charges. Prosecutors have charged Petrie with murder and aggravated criminal sexual assault. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Gottes, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And much of the U.S. is dealing with unusually cold and even snowy weather this afternoon. Parts of the Houston area received as much as 5.5 inches of snow today. The snowfall was also reported in the Florida Panhandle. This man in New Orleans says he's never seen this much snow in his hometown.
This is my first time seeing all this snow. I don't travel during the winter because I don't like snow. I don't like cold weather. But it's been beautiful. I've never seen the city look like this before. I've just been walking around taking pictures, taking videos, things like that. Seeing a lot more people than I thought would be outside.
Back in Chicago, we certainly know snow. We posted a list of warming centers and other cold weather resources in our news section at WBBMNewsRadio.com. President Trump hearing a plea for unity and mercy this morning during a church service at Washington National Cathedral. During the traditional service that wraps up events around the inauguration, Episcopal Bishop, the Right Reverend Marion Buddy, directly appealed to the president to have mercy on people who, she said, are scared in the U.S. right now, including undocumented migrant workers and members of the LGBTQ plus community. Upon returning to the White House, he was asked what he thought of the service.
Not too exciting, was it? I think it was a good service. No. Thank you very much.
Thank you, press.
They could do much better.
And in Chicago today, Governor Pritzker said Illinois is ready to respond to the expected chaos and fear from the new administration.
At an unrelated bill signing, Governor Pritzker was asked what word he's gotten from the White House about possible mass deportations to be carried out in Chicago.
None. And I think that's just more evidence of the chaos and confusion that they're trying to sow. And it's very disappointing. Yesterday, as you may have heard, there was an executive order issued that would suggest that President Trump is trying to get rid of birthright citizenship in this country. That's unconstitutional, what he issued, the executive order. And we will not follow an unconstitutional executive order, and we will follow the law.
Constitutional birthright citizenship means someone born in the U.S. is automatically a citizen, even if their parents are not citizens. The Illinois Republican Party is already responding, saying the governor himself has proposed unconstitutional things like the assault weapons ban and parts of the Safety Act. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.